replace that vegetation to bring it back to the originally approved plan. We do have a condition about the lighting, a lighting plan to be submitted, reviewed by staff. And I think there was one more in regards to the signage. Signage have to be reviewed and approved by Architectural Review Board. But with those conditions, staff is recommending approval.
Okay, bottom line is, they're remodeling. I will now open a public hearing on this matter. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Since everybody's rushing towards the microphone, I will close the public hearing. I do have a comment on this, Mr. City Engineer and planning staff. You get into that drive-through lane, you're committed.
Yes.
So I would like for you guys to work with the applicant to remove some of that curb. I don't care where, but if you had a need to get out of there, you can't. And a lot of us, when you get to be my age, have a need to get out of there. Don't you laugh. I saw that. Questions from the commission? Patty, you got a look on your face.
Oh, man. Your need to get out of somewhere is what I'm looking at you about.
Commissioner Fowler.
The applicant's agreeable to these conditions, Joe?
I believe so.
Is the applicant here? There he is.
Yes.
Wait, I do have a question.
Please come forward, have a seat if you'd like. Give us your name and address and your company. Let me guess, you're Jonathan Brinkley.
I am not.
Oh.
I am Bob Lodel from Excel Engineering.
Hi, Bob.
And we are in agreement with the conditions. We understand that we can provide a landscape plan, a lighting plan, and we understand that we need to submit the signage for the architect. So we acknowledge that.
How about my curb issue?
That we'll have to take a look at. You know, it's rather tight. You can go through the drive-through. We'll have to look at how much room is available. You're talking about a bypass lane.
I'm not. I'm just saying, if you look at the, Nick, can you show us the overall? It's really easy. You're redoing the parking lot. Just knock the curb out next to the drive-thru.
Oh, okay.
Right here. Just take that curb out.
Oh.
Just make it easy.
Okay.
I'm not looking to get in your pockets. But you look at how long that drive-thru is. If you get frustrated, if they're having a slow day, you're toast. Okay, Commissioner Hogan. You got a question?
You answered it. It's fine.
You don't need that.
Well,
oh, I do.
Yeah, you can put a sign up that says no cuts. No skipping, no cuts in line. All right.
Extra burritos for the planning committee.
All right. Anything else?
No. Motion to approve.
Is there a motion to recommend approval of resolution to amend resolution 93-4082?
So.
Imposing conditions and restrictions on for the approval of a special use for property located at 7141 South 76th Street to allow remodeling of the existing Taco Bell, even though they just remodeled after a fire.
So moved.
Second.
Let's give that to Hogan.
Oh, thank you.
Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Three tacos for the Planning Commission at 11?
Oh, we did da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so we move on to item D1. Corey, how are you? It is a preliminary plat for Oakwood at Ryan Creek subdivision. Mr. Deedle.
Yes, no public hearing, just a preliminary plat. It is important to get the conditions that we would like to see at this point by state law. If they don't make any significant changes, we can't change anything. Final plat stage. The copy of the plat is up on the screen. Staff is recommending approval with some conditions. I believe that the applicant also will have some concern with a few of those conditions, so we should probably invite them up.
Not a lot of them.
Nope, not a lot of
conditions.
What's the
matter, Joel? You,
it's a holiday.
One of the ones that they may have concerned with is regarding the trail. It can be noted that they are providing sidewalks throughout the entire subdivision, I believe on both sides, even in the cul-de-sacs, but they are not providing a trail. Trail is recommended in the comprehensive park plan. Staff is recommending that. And then we also further indicate that, you know, they would need to connect to that trail as well through one of those cul-de-sacs. So that's one of our recommendations I believe they will have a concern with.
So your recommendation for a trail is on the northern edge, right?
Up along the creek.
And then the idea would be is because, you know, more people from outside the neighborhood would probably be utilizing that, it'd probably be better to put it off a little bit further away from some of those houses.
But there's wetlands and tree line here.
Actually, they've done a good job on other things. That outlot is bigger than it needs to be. Dave Fowler would probably appreciate this. They are identifying an older sewer pack flood study that has not been adopted by the city, but it's bigger than the FEMA-adopted floodplain, which was adopted by the city, because sewer pack is working on a new flood study, which will probably be bigger than FEMA. They won't tell me how much bigger, but they said that this old sewer pack flood study will be much closer to this new flood study than the FEMA. And so Newman Companies is proposing to size the outlot to accommodate that. So there will be room. The trail would probably have to go into a potential floodplain, but it would be outside the wetlands.
Mr. O'Donnell.
The potential trail location there's some other things that are happening with that beside the trail, and our understanding is that there is some mitigation that staff would be looking for some of the wetland impacts that we have to the road that would come in off 76th Street.
Mr.
Yes, there's two related issues here. One is that, yes, the road itself is impacting the wetlands, so just like the previous development, they are also going through this new process, the ordinance that was adopted last year. We are recommending some mitigation for that as well. But discussion among staff, because this proposed, so the proposed road is primarily for the subdivision, so we'd be asking for mitigation. The proposed trail is primarily for this larger city. Staff would not be proposing mitigation for the trail.
Mr. O'Donnell.
The area for mitigation, though, is where it's going to be set aside in what our Natural Resource Protection consultants have indicated would be the area of that floodplain that is outside the wetland area. They've indicated that that area would be prime for some type of mitigation, whether that be prairie plantings or other items. So there'd kind of be a conflict between the mitigation we need to do for that wetland impact and then also the trail that we'd have to run through that area as well. There are some stormwater ponds also adjacent to those cul-de-sacs where that trail would need to come through as well. So it's just that it's a tight area, and initially we were proposing trails through the area with the understanding that we didn't think there would be sidewalks in the subdivision, so we would want some type of connectivity throughout the community. But with the sheer amount of sidewalks throughout the community, we thought there'd be a pretty well-established pedestrian system through the subdivision for pedestrians.
Commissioners? Commissioner Fowler.
It's my day today. Yes, thank you for using the bigger floodplain. I appreciate that. But I'm also the former trails commissioner, or chair. So the trail, I think the trail could go through the prairie without a lot of damage. But, again, I would defer to my colleague, Kevin Haley, who is much knowledgeable on those kinds of issues. But I think a trail could go through, and the loss of that mitigation area would be far offset by the benefits both to your community or to your development and to the community at large. I will point to the Oak Leaf Trail as it runs by the quarry. There were several developments that were in total opposition to that trail being constructed and now have unofficial trails carved down to it and use it quite extensively. So I do believe that your development would be enhanced by a trail that connects with the greater community in addition to your sidewalks. So I would be very strongly supporting the trail condition with the idea that you could fit it in with your mitigation. If they had to lose some of the mitigation, I think it would be worth the loss to the city.
Sure. And then could there potentially be the trail as part of the mitigation?
Yes. I would believe that would, if that's acceptable by the city attorney and the planning commission, I would ask that be put in.
And we are looking at the Mullen Trail.
Yeah, that, whatever the trail.
No, that was not. I think it...
Paved.
Paved.
It's paved.
The width is flexible, but it would be paved.
You know, without engineering and review, there's going to be some tough areas to get that trail through. The large open area in Outlot 1, south of the cul-de-sac, you know, there's minor grading that would have to occur to get that trail in. But once you start to wind that around that outlot and that basin and that creek, there's limited areas where you're going to have some significant impact to try and get a trail through that area. There's also easements and sewer that runs through that area as well.
What would the trail connect to up here?
Next subdivision, we would have a similar recommendation.
Next one, okay. And down here, it connects to 76th Street.
Right.
But no other trail.
Yeah. Ultimately, it would connect up to the county, the park plan and a trail plan shows a trail system going through here. But getting it all the way to the Oak Leaf Trail off of Highway 100 would take a long time.
I think we certainly could look at reserving some space and having a boat path through the area. I'm not sure we're prepared at this time to just pave the path through the area, especially with limited connectivity and no real benefit to Oakland, especially with the sheer amount of sidewalks and pedestrian traffic that our patrons and community have.
Mr. Fowler.
Yeah, this is something I brought up to the city in the past. I grew up in the Detroit area, and the surrounding suburbs started to demand that their developers include not only road connections but also trail connections to avoid some of the issues we've had here in Franklin, where once the development's in and you come to put a trail in, there is all kinds of, like with commercial development, it's the same issue. So I want to see this trail. And we ask the developers to put it in, or at least we reserve the spot and tell the neighbors when they sell that there is going to be a trail there. I think it's important that we do that and then connect to the next developer. He puts a trail in. I agree. It's a long-term plan, these developments as they go. But if we do not do it now, it will not happen. So I would insist that we do the – I'd like to see the paved trail go in, and I understand it seems to dead end at nothing. But when the next development comes, he would be then have this trail to connect, and you continue to do that. And that's how you get it done without great cost to the city. So, again, I'd just like to see it either the commitment to do it or at least some easement reserved for that. And, again, if Kevin has anything to say on this, Commissioner Haley, who's much more familiar with how trails go in, et cetera, than I am.
We'd certainly be willing to provide an easement and have a known trail through the development.
That's halfway. I was going to go a little farther and ask you to put it down as traffic bond, TB it. That way it's more defined and it's there.
That would be acceptable.
And it'll meet ADA standards if you maintain it.
Is there any way to defer sidewalks to one side of the street?
Well, let's talk about that. I was just about to bring that up. So, on our friendly cul-de-sacs, being the only person on this commission who lives in a cul-de-sac, where do you put the snow? To me, it makes no sense to put a sidewalk in a cul-de-sac on both sides. Now, if you put one on one side or the other, I get that. But to put it around the cul-de-sac, there's no way... Every winter, every snowstorm, those residents will be in violation of the snow removal ordinance. And they'll have nowhere to go with it. Okay. So it would be my suggestion that we, in accommodation, in negotiation, in being good neighbors and friendly developers, we take one side out of each cul-de-sac.
I would be agreeable to that.
Okay. Commissioner Haley.
I guess I'll just make a few comments on this. The trail's a good amenity. It's going to be a great thing to happen. It fits in. It's consistent with city and county plans. You know, it comes at a cost. Your residents are going to be there whether you put it in or not. You need to put the trail in. Okay? They're going to want to, they'll be cutting through people's yards, the kids, the residents. Everybody wants to get to the creek, to the natural areas. The sidewalks aren't going to get them there. They get them within the development. So I think maybe what we're talking about is if you go in and revise your plat, for the next level of stuff, that you look at a network of trails and walkways that connect everything to the outside. Eliminate sidewalks where they're redundant and not needed, and make an effort to put those trails in. Again, that's the problem with the cul-de-sac. All the neighbors are going to walk right through those people's yards to get to that creek, and you won't stop them.
No. Yeah, these people.
Those people.
This is my house in my cul-de-sac, and I've got the middle school here, or elementary school here, and a middle school there. Guess what? They go right down my driveway.
It makes for a better, happier development. Trails are a good thing.
Commissioner Fowler.
One more comment to the developer. I applaud you for using the more conservative floodplain that Sewer PAC put together, but I would also caution you that they are going to be updating the Root River plan. It's going to be happening within the next year or two. I have no idea, though, in the past on Oak Creek and on the Menominee River and on the KK River, which are all within this area, went up by 13% on the flows, which caused an increase in the water surface elevation for the 100-year flood event. And if Harvey tells us anything, be prepared for the worst. I would suggest that where that floodplain comes close to the building footprint inside the lots that you have, that if you are going to lose fill on the site, if you have fill that you can lose or debris or soil that you have to lose, I suggest that you can target those building lots with that additional fill and keep them elevated just slightly above the current grade, if that's allowable under the city ordinance and statutes. But I think that would be something I would consider all those outlying communities, if you have additional fill, to raise them if you can.
Are you going to send Newman a bill for that?
No.
It's free consulting. There you go. Mr. Deedle, we don't have conditions in this relative to the sidewalks and the trail.
There is a revised resolution that was at your tables that does have the sidewalk or the trail.
See, now?
Number six. It would be condition number six.
Okay. Mr. City Attorney.
Any reason to include the standard form development agreement provision?
Yes, if we're agreeing to do it early, I would agree to put it. I would recommend putting it in now. Yep. The reason I mentioned that, I did do some research. Avian Estates subdivision, we didn't mention it in the preliminary plat. We mentioned the development agreement in the final plat. So I made sure I mentioned it in the staff report.
That's basically my question. Does it need to go in the preliminary plat resolution?
That's dangerous.
Yes, no.
Nick was leaning towards final plat would be good enough. I think we're okay because we mentioned
the
staff report.
Final plat, but.
Doesn't do any harm if you
want to. Well, there were references to providing other plans, reports as conditions in the preliminary plat with the final plat. And I don't know if anybody thought about development agreement being part of the application for the final plat or not, versus only a condition in the final plat.
Okay, I'm coming to you. All right. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a preliminary plat for Oakwood at Ryan Creek subdivision at approximately 10100 South 76.
I still have a couple concerns with some of the conditions.
Excuse me, withdraw. Mr. O'Donnell.
There's one other item, number eight. An ordinary high watermark determination shall be obtained from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and that information shall be incorporated into the Natural Resource Protection Plan prior to recording the final plat. Ordinary high watermark determinations for developers from DNR is very low priority. They probably wouldn't be able to get that determination until spring, if not summer of next year. We would be agreeable to use the bank of the stream as the ordinary high watermark for evaluation purposes and for establishment of that shore buffer. That would be the highest elevation of that stream, if the city would be so agreeable.
I know of exceptions to that rule. I don't know how often that happens, though.
Well, I spoke with Dave Meyer, Wetland Waterways and Watershed Delineator, who put together a natural resource protection plan, has a pretty good experience with ordinary high watermarks. that was his recommendation. He thought that was reasonable and has gone through other municipalities with that process. So he just suggested that we discuss if that's something.
Here we go. Let's do the city engineer and then Commissioner Fowler.
I do note that's a good rule of thumb, but that's rule of thumb and not always exact. So,
Commissioner Fowler.
I would just add that if you do decide to do that, I think that's it's a fine. Just present it to the DNR and get there to sign off that they agree that that's a close approximation of the high water mark. And I believe they would do that because it would save them some work. If we could add that condition, that the DNR must agree to that.
All right, I'm going to both of you guys after this motion is made. So I read the motion, but I'm going to add to it with a change to condition 6 to insert after the letter A, traffic or gravel trail. I'm going to add a condition 11 that the commission contemplates only one-sided sidewalks in cul-de-sacs.
I would say we agree that they can put one-sided sidewalks on the cul-de-sac.
That's what it was.
Okay.
I would like the trail to be paved because gravel takes a lot more maintenance on our part.
I don't like gravel.
That ain't going to happen.
So let's do it this way. Okay. Duly noted. And then, Mr. City Attorney, you had the development agreement, your term?
No, Department of City Development staff.
Mr. Deedle.
Leave it for
We were leaning towards the final plat would be good enough.
So what is your suggested condition for the
development agreement?
Yes.
I wouldn't say anything at this point.
Okay. Is there any other condition?
Just that.
High water mark.
The high water mark.
And what would that read? How would that read?
A preliminary or DNR concurrence on the use of the bank, stream bank, as a preliminary?
No, as the ordinary high watermark determination. Or as the establishment of the ordinary high watermark. If you could take my suggestion.
Clear as
shall be obtained from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Six was, what's number 6 now, gravel or?
6 is gravel. I'm proposing it be gravel. You guys can make it whatever you want.
Well.
But somebody's got to make a motion.
Oh. Well, I make a motion that we go with,
Pavement. Asphalt.
Okay. So your motion is as read and modified, but not with condition 6 being gravel, but being paved. Discussion of this motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there discussion of this motion? All those.
Just a couple comments.
You snuck in after I looked at you.
I've been waiting.
Commissioner Fowler. Or Haley, sorry.
The ordinary high water mark, you need to do that anyway. So I think what we're suggesting is that it's sort of an either or. Either you get the delineation done by the DNR or you get them to concur with what you're doing. But for their permitting processes, they're going to need to do it. So don't let that hang out there till the end because you placated us. DNR and Corps will need to have an ordinary high watermark designated. And the trail, don't feel so bad about that. It's not as expensive as you think, and putting in and maintaining a gravel trail is actually more expensive than putting it in an asphalt. Run with it. They'll love it.
Is there a fee in lieu of park dedication or any type of concession that's given for this trail that's going? Are you indicating that this is for public use, and does that therefore need a public easement that goes over it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Easement, yes. Public use, yes. Fees in lieu of, that's negotiated with the council if that would be appropriate.
Oh, we say thank you.
I think that would be something that's that we want to negotiate with the developers agreement then when we institute that trail.
You have time.
I believe there's code with regard to fees in lieu, et cetera, that dates back to the 1980s.
I know in other counties when we have done paved asphalt trails for the public, there's like some type of fee in lieu of that's been credited at time of building.
My recollection over the past nearly three decades is I do not recall those particular provisions of the municipal code. It was now UDO being applied specifically, but and the planning manager is shaking his head.
A few subdivisions we had before the recession shut us down, I don't recall having any of those either.
We all clear on the motion?
Yep.
And the conditions? Okay. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one absent. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.